You are listening to I Got Your Six podcast with host Dr. J.R. Bell, and now news in review.
Hey, everybody, this is J.R. Bell, Dr. Demetrius, your hood professor. This is news in review. In the news this week, as well as last week, over the weekend, Sean P. Diddy Combs was stopped at the airport down in Miami. He was boarding a plane, and the people that he had on the plane with him, they all were detained but him. And there's videos surfacing everywhere showing him outside panicking, walking up and down, pacing. A lot of people were comparing him to Jeffrey Epstein and stuff for some of the things that he did. So there's a lot of things that are being said about him and how he was a gatekeeper and he was grooming people in the music industry. But there is a lot of videos him surfacing that are now coming to light. Now that he is being looked at, a lot of people are now looking at him in a different light. Meaning that a lot of videos of people talking about him and things like that. Because before, the only video that I saw that they were that he was talking and stuff was his bodyguard, who said about how he would go to parties and stuff, and how Diddy would have these lavish Hollywood gatekeeper parties, Hollywood back parties, and stuff where they were doing all kinds of stuff and debauchery and all kinds of, you know, stuff that you really shouldn't be doing, but he was doing it because that's who he was. You know, he was doing what everyone else doing, and they said that he was having all kinds of stuff that you shouldn't be doing. Because, see, here's the thing. When you are in power, you control things. So the way they were saying is that one person came out and said that allegedly Diddy would tell them, you want to be famous? Go walk in that room. This is an example. Allegedly, this is an example. Diddy would say, you want to be famous? Go walk in that room. Open that door and go in that room and sit down. And people they'll do anything to be famous. Another prime example of someone trying to be famous was Usher. Allegedly, Usher was 13 years old, and Diddy took him to his camp to teach him how to be famous. Yes, Usher even said it on videos, multiple occasions where he said that he saw stuff in there that he really didn't understand, but he grew up quick. It's things like that. That he did and stuff like that. Also in the news, Donald J. Trump, former President Donald J. Trump, his stocks is dropping at an all-time low due to this alleged allegations of court case and stuff like that. So his stock is dropping. He also liquidated some of his company to pay for his legal matters. So a lot of people are wondering, a lot of people are asking the question is President Trump fit to run the country? The answer to that is something so similar that a lot of people are just trying to figure out, is the president ready to run this country? Well, the answer is yes or no. And then also, a lot of people of color are saying, yeah, I'm riding with Trump. But see, here's the thing. I always stress this. If you're going to ride with that man, be careful what you ask for, because you might just get it. And then again, there's also the current president right now, Joseph R. Biden. He's running, but he's having problems due with his memory and stuff. But he is healthy and fit. That's what the president doctor said. He's healthy. He's fit. He can still run this country. To be honest with you, there's only a two-party system we have. There's the Republican Party and there's the Democrat Party. Now, I would tell anyone that we should have another party. There is other people running. There's other people besides President Trump, former President Trump, and current President Joseph Biden running. There's other people out there that are actually running. We don't hear about them because they're not polarizing, because all they're focusing on is those two, because they're trying to give them the benefit of the doubt about them running for president. I will tell you this, and this is what I mean. Listen carefully. When this election year is a crucial year, because also this is also the year of the Olympics, Summer Olympics in Paris. Be ready for that. The U.S. is gearing up with their team. They're getting ready. They're doing their preliminary trials right now. Because here's the thing about the Olympics. See, other countries, when they do the Olympic trials, get ready for the Olympics, their people, they have their people already picked. Picked and ready, and they're just training. You're going to the Olympics, you're done. In the U.S., we have a lot of people that want to go to the Olympics, so they got to do this thing called process of elimination. So a lot of people will try out. And only those who pass the trials will go to the Olympics. And to be in the Olympics, it's a very grueling sport because you have to pay your way to wherever country it is. So like if it's in France, you got to pay your way to France. If it's in Germany, you got to pay your way to Germany. If it's in Egypt, you got to pay your way to Egypt. Wherever country the Olympics is at, you got to raise money to pay your way there. And if you want your family there, get a hope and pray that your family has money to pay for you to get there. Because it's very expensive. Yes, you can run for the gold, the silver, or the bronze. And also, just being in the Olympics is also a good thing. But the thing that I tell people, if you win a gold medal or silver or bronze, you'll be doing, you can make money by doing ads, advertisements and stuff, being an ambassador, endorsing products and stuff. Because companies will look at you and say, yes, we want you. We like you. We want you to be our spokesperson. Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Dr. J.R. Bell. I want a gold medal in the Olympics. Stuff like that. Or I'm a Dr. J.R. Bell. I'm a silver medalist in the Olympics. Or I'm Dr. J.R. Bell. I want a bronze medal in the Olympics. See, you can run ads and stuff. And I'm talking about Disney, or I'm talking about this product, or I'm talking about this product. Yes, you can be a lucrative business thing. Because the Olympics is where they have all the people that are in the Olympics usually used to be nothing but amateurs. People that were in college or just people that are not pros. And then some people in the Olympics, they turn pro. If they win a gold medal, some of them will decide, well, hey, you can make a lot of money in this. Go pro. Boom, they go pro. Former heavyweight boxer, Iron Mike Tyson, he went to the Olympics. Former heavyweight champion, George Foreman, pastor George Foreman, was in the Olympics. A lot, and Muhammad Ali, yes, a lot of people. I think Ali did the Olympics. I'm not sure. Or did he boycotted it? Or something like that, yeah, because he didn't want to go to war and stuff. But like I said, you can do a lot of things like that when it comes to Olympics and stuff. And that's something that I tell everybody, yes, in the Olympics, you can be whatever you want. And things like that. Also, top story going on right now is that Google... From Business Insiders, just popped up, Business Insiders said that Google will delete billions of browsing record to settle a privacy lawsuit court filing. This one's by Goodwin at BusinessInsider.com. Grace Eliza Goodwin posted this on today. Also, by the way, today, happy. This one's also a good day to say. April Fool's Day. Happy April 1st. Did you know in history, April 1st was also the first of the year because it's the beginning of the spring. That's why they say April 1st was the actual, in the actual old calendars, April 1st was the beginning of the year, but they backed it up to January. Yeah, you know, people do that because it's all about the money. That's what it is. It's the money thing. It says Google will destroy user data to settle a $5 billion privacy lawsuit related to its incognito mode. The 2020 lawsuit accuses Google of collecting user data without their knowledge. Google will also turn off third-party trackers by default and let users know when their data is being collected. Google will also destroy users' browser data to settle a $5 billion privacy lawsuit. It's about incognito browsing, according to the federal judge court filings. The 2020 class action lawsuit says it accuses Google, the search engine, of collecting millions of user data without their knowledge. While they use incognito mode, the suit alleges that Google was secretly amassing a massive collection of data from users when they thought their privacy browsing was private. The settlement was first announced last December, but the specifics of the details of the settlement were revealed Monday, today, in court filing. Now, Google has agreed to delete billions of data that are older than 9 months in the filing state. As a part of the settlement, Google also agrees to inform users that it collects data from in incognito mode and makes it so the third-party trackers are turned off by default when using the feature. Previously, Google had used third-party cookies to collect users' data even when they were on a non-Google site. It also says the courts, the judges, and everybody said, "We are pleased to settle this lawsuit, which we always believe was meritless, Google spokesperson Jose Castaneda said in a statement to Business Insiders. The plaintiff originally wanted $5 billion and are receiving zero. We never associated data with the user when they used incognito mode. We are happy to delete old technical data that was never associated with an individual and was never used to form any of the personality or personalization." Good to know. That is very good. It also in the news, the Supreme Court rejects a case from a fired worker denied jobless benefits after refusing the vaccine. Yes, and during the 2020, a lot of people refused the vaccine and lost their jobs. So the court case is refusing their lawsuit, saying it was your choice. You're not getting any compensation for that. And that was from USA Today. This one right here is from Metro. It was posted 4 hours ago. A girl, 10 years old, died after eating her own birthday cake. Wow. This one's from the Daily Beast. It was posted 16 hours ago. This one says a MAGA, meaning a person who supports Trump's ideology and Trump's thinking, says 200 Bibles set ablaze outside his church on Easter morning. Why? A burning trailer full of Bibles were left outside an evangelical church in Tennessee on Easter morning, according to local police, with the church far-right pastor denouncing it as a 100% deliberate act. Around 6 a.m. local time in Tennessee, on Sunday morning, which is Easter Sunday, police and firefighters responded to a trailer fire at an intersection outside of Global Vision Bible Church in Mount Juliet City, around 20 miles east of Nashville. According to Wilson County Sheriff's Office, firefighters promptly extinguished the blaze, the sheriff said in a news release. The trailer contained Bibles that had been dropped off in the middle of the intersection and then intentionally set on fire. It said no further details were immediately disclosed, with the sheriff's office citing it needs to uphold the integrity of the ongoing investigation. Means they're not going to disclose anything because they're still doing an investigation. Founder and self-proclaimed social media firebrand pastor Greg Lockie of Global Vision took to Facebook and Instagram to share the photo of the charred utility trailer holding dozens of burning Bibles in a caption. He said that the church security camera had caught a man parking the trailer right in front of our church. Wow. Addressing his congregation at a live stream Easter service, Lockie said that the culprit will be getting in a quite deal of trouble soon. He said he hadn't personally viewed the security footage yet, but went on to describe it. He got his hazard lights on at 5:58 in the morning, local time. The pastor said, "I am like, wow, here's the most polite crook I've ever met in my whole life. I've never seen a man, you know, polite Satanist. And he unhooked the trailer and doused it with gasoline, with fuel. And then there was probably 200 or more Bibles, Lockheed continued. I don't know where he got them from. The pastor said he wanted to start passing out the scorched Bible pages, but the authorities had confiscated them as evidence. He claimed that the incident was being investigated as a hate crime and that the federal government FBI agent of hate crime was involved. Wow. The Daily Beast has reached out to Lockheed for more information. The spokesperson for Wilson County Sheriff's Office did not immediately respond to the request for comments on Sunday. News Channel 5 Nashville reported that County Sheriff Robert Bryan had said, no doubt the Bibles were burned intentionally. That's wow. They said that the pastor was an outspoken fan of Donald Trump, who peppered sprayed his sermon with denunciation of President Joe Biden, the news media, and crack smoking, demon possessed leftist. Lockheed is a controversial figure, having drawn national headlines for his vaccine skepticism and anti-LGBTQ stunts, plus and book burning. He also locked horns with both neighbors and county authorities in the past over noise from his rowdy late-night services construction project. Global Vision has faced a number of vandalism incidents in the recent year. In 2020, ahead of the scheduled appearance by Donald Trump loyalist Roger Stone, the church was tagged with the phrase, "Repent, and Lockheed plus Stone will burn in hell." The letters FU were sprayed on the pastor's pulpit. Wow, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad right there. Also, in the news, the weather in areas around the United States, there's certain areas are really reeling from the storm that's been going on. In Southern California, the weather's been mildly thing. In SoCal, it's been raining heavy down the lower areas up there. Up north in California, there's been high snows in the Sierra Nevadas near Truckee and stuff like that. Also, in the Midwest, there's been storms going on brewing because this right now in the season, this is also tornado weather and everything. Also, let's go back to Diddy. More people are popping up when it comes to Sean Diddy Combs. More people are coming out talking about what's going on with him. You can go on YouTube. There's so many videos now popping up. Here's the thing. In a court of public opinion, Diddy is being tried and found guilty. But in the court, he hasn't been tried. He hasn't went to court yet. He's been charged. It's all stemmed over the court case with Cassidy where he paid. Because Diddy's been paying a lot of people. And a lot of people in the media, as well as the music industry, talk about these people. And here's an example. Allegedly, well, this one's a factual one. Michelle A, famed singer who has a real pretty singing voice. She was alleged dating Dr. Dre, was beaten up, how he treated her really bad. And also there was a journalist, a VJ journalist, music journalist, who went to go interview Dr. Dre and at a party, and Dr. Dre had her in a corner and was beating her. Yes, she couldn't press charges because Dr. Dre had money. And the thing is, when you have power and money, you can make things go away. But this person kept talking, didn't sign an NDA, kept talking, and people didn't believe. Oh, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. And that's what happens. Allegedly, that's what happens. A lot of people, you know, are getting things like that. So I hope what goes on, you know, now more and more people are popping up about Diddy. A lot of people are saying that Jay-Z was also doing that. And also with Diddy, they're also saying that famed mega mogul pastor, Dr. T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes was seen at one of his parties and stuff, just sitting there saying happy birthday. There's a video of him sitting there going happy birthday. Now, he was there getting donations for his church. But here's my thing. When you're there and all these debauchery and all the stuff that goes on that's wicked and evil, it's going to come up to you and it's going to really, really hurt you. Trust me, you are going to be hurt. This is really going to hit you to the point to where it's going to hit you to the point to where you're going to feel it. And it's going to hit you hard, because I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to backfire. Because see, the Bible talks about that, how I come like a wolf in sheep's clothing, you know, meaning that these people, that these pastors, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. That's the religious part about it. I'm just throwing that in there because it's in context. But I'm here to tell you right now what's going on in this world. And there's also, you can look at things right now. You hear about what's going on over there in Israel, how they built this thing to where they're going to slaughter the red, they're going to slaughter the red bull and stuff like that. Now, that's also things saying, and also talking about tearing down the temple, tearing down the dome of the sepulcher, which is the holiest site for Muslims. And if that happens, this is me giving my point of view, because I don't know. But if it actually happens, this is where Muslims from around the world, globally, will rise up. And when they rise up, that is a lot, because the largest religion in the world, there's two religions in the world. I mean, mainstream religion. There's Islam, there's Christianity, and then there's Catholicism, and then there's all these other sects. But Islam is big. The country that has the most Muslims per capita is Russia. Has the most. Not even Saudi Arabia, not even the Middle East. It's Russia has a lot of Muslims. Also, the U.S. has a heavy Muslim population, like up in Michigan, near Dearborn, heavy Muslim population. Look it over in Ethiopia, heavy Muslim population. My thing is, if it happens within this world, this is what's going to happen. It's going to be another chaotic world, and we're going to have another world where it's going to be like they talk in the Bible. The seals have been opened in Revelations. We're going to go into 2 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, where we're going to talk about these battles with this thing and the mark of the beast and stuff. I'm just throwing it out there. Be careful. Read your Bible. If you are a religious person, if you're not a religious person, man, don't worry about it then. But if you are a religious person, you need to get right. If you don't want to get right, don't worry. But just be leery. And also, watch the news. And if you're not watching news, listen to me. I will give you what I know, what's going on in the news, about what's going up and stuff. Because I'll tell you what's going on, what I find and stuff. Because I'm going to keep y'all abreast and keep y'all covered and stuff. But you need to get ready. Because I'm telling you right now, the second coming is coming for those who are religious. Yes, and if you are a Catholic, you got to look at some of the things that the Catholic Church has been doing. Now, this is something that someone told me. Look at Catholicism. Look at what they do, the way they worship and everything. It looks like it's paganism. Not saying that it is, but look like it. I look at what Cat Williams said. Study all religion. Don't just study, if you are a Christian, don't just study Christianity. Study Islam. Study Catholicism. Study Buddhism. Study Taoism. Study the Latter-day Saints. Study every religion. The reason why I say study all those, because that's what's going to help you to understand how the religion is, because everything falls into cycle of a circle, and everything is thing. And then also, when we look at the religion and everything else, I'm going to get off of that real quick. We look at the science and stuff, and we can also look at a lot of things that are in the Bible, science have proven to be factual. Also, the calendar that we're using is not really the calendar. We're using a different calendar. It's supposed to be 13 months instead of 12. Don't know what happened. Where's the extra 4 months go? Well, you know, it's whatever. That's what a lot of people are hypothesizing. Also, in every around the world, they found nothing but pyramids everywhere. And Antarctica, they found pyramids. In the Arctic Circle, they found pyramids. They don't know why it's there. We'll just be leery. Also, want to tell you something right now. Stock market's doing pretty good. The bull and bear market's good, stabilizing. It's kind of going up and down. Some of the stocks that I invested in are dropping or going up and down. It's like a yo-yo. So if you don't have any stocks, I would say buy one or two shares or whatever. Find some stocks that are really, really inexpensive that you can afford. Buy fractional shares. You can also do Acorn. It's a good stock. It's a good app that I use. It takes a little bit of my change and rounds it up and it invests it for me. You can use all these good stocks like Robinhood. A lot of people are having issues with Robinhood. I don't use it. I use Webull, and I also use SoFi. Those are two stock things that I use. E-Trade's really good. Fidelity is a good one. If you are really smart and you're good at math, those are the ones that I would recommend, because those will really would help you to better your stocks and stuff on the stock market and stuff and make you a better person that you can do. Those are things that will help you achieve the things that you want to do when it comes to stocks and stuff. Use that. Do stuff like that. You want to do change the year. This is the year for you to change. Change your lifestyle. Change everything that you do. Keep informed with me. I'll keep you informed. You know what? I love each and every one of y'all. Y'all keep rocking with me. This is your one and only Hood Professor giving you news and review. I'm going to give you some more news when it comes up. Also, want to tell you, one somber note. There's a few people that were some incidents are going on around the world, around the United States. There's been some murders and stuff. My somber goes out to those families and stuff. Also, there's just some things going on. And this is something that I want to tell you. Remember this. The people that you elected in office should not be richer than you. If you're not that, if you're poor and these people like congressmen and senators are making $1 million deals, sign deals and stuff, backhand deals, look at that stuff. Because the Constitution is for the people, by the people, of the people. That's what I mean. They work for us. You don't go and say, hey, you work for me. No. You got to look at it in a sense like you need to challenge everything. Challenge the status quo. Your mayors, your city council members, local law enforcement. You get, you know, in law enforcement, you get pulled over. You know, you don't go, hey, you work for me. No. Do whatever that person said. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. When you walk out that house, you want to come back to that house. You don't want to walk out that door and you're not coming back home. Get yourself safe. Do what you got to do. People of color have always known that you got to be protected. Protect yourself. The thing that bothers me when I look at things is this. In law, it looks like this. Look, if a black on black crime, they don't report it. If it's a white on white crime, it's not big newsworthy. But when a white cop shoots a black person, black or brown, it's newsworthy. But when a black or brown shoots another black or brown, it's not even newsworthy. So just look at the news. And also, when you look at the news, look at it with a grain of salt. And just remember, sometimes you got to take it with things that you need to do. Be careful. And also, the people that you look in the media, like famous people, don't idolize them. You want to idolize somebody? Idolize somebody that identifies with you. And if you're part of the LGBTQ+IA community, remember this and this only. People love you. You don't have to don't make someone like you. Don't make someone have to accept you. Just remember this. Not everybody's accepting. There's some that are and some that not. And those that don't accept you, don't align with them. And those that do, align with them. That's what I mean when I tell you. You only want people around you that identifies with what you believe in. You don't go and tell someone that you have to accept me. They don't have to. This is America. We're not living. And also, did you also know in Russia just passed a new law? This is what makes it rough. In Russia, they passed a new law over there. President Vladimir Putin got elected. He signed an executive order that made it a crime to be the LGBTQ+IA. If you are one of those in Russia, you will go to jail. And that's hard for those people because those are all God's children. I'm just saying, because everybody is from the seed of Adam and Eve. Just remember that. All right. Hey, this is your one and only Hood Professor, Dr. J.R. Bell. Just thought I'd throw some stuff in there. I threw a little biblical stuff. I didn't mean to, but you know, it had to come in with context and stuff. But I check y'all later. I'm going to catch you and I'm going to start doing some more research on my podcast, start getting some more news for you. And I'll throw in some more news also to let you know in the news. Powerball is up really high. Lottery's up real high. Hey, it's only in certain states and most states is only $2 to play. In some states it's $2 plus an extra dollar for the multiplier. Hey, play the lottery. What do you got to lose? You'll go to McDonald's, you'll go to Burger King, you'll go to Starbucks, but you won't buy one. Just buy one. It's only $2. I mean, $2 don't pay the bill. People say, well, that $2 can what? It don't pay the gas, light, and water bill. Well, it will put gas in your car. But remember, you can change your life. It's a waste, But I tell you, don't play all the time. Don't spend $1,000, $4,000. Spend like maybe $2 or $3, maybe like $5, $10. Hey, that's it. $10 is like going to McDonald's or a Starbucks drink. That's what you do. Think like that. And hey, I love each one of y'all. I'll check y'all later. I'm out.
Thanks for tuning in to I Got Your Six podcast. News and review. Remember, we've always got your six when it comes to keeping you informed and engaged. Be sure to subscribe for more insightful discussions and join us next time as we continue to navigate the ever-changing landscape of current events. Until then, stay informed, stay engaged, and remember, we've got your six